His name is on millions of lips in dozens of countries. His image, youthful, strong, and handsome, radiates from thousands of walls in black communities across the country. His voice, confident, softly couched in the accents and rhythms of the South, is instantly recognized as among the finest orators of the 20th century. I speak, of course, of Martin Luther King Jr. And although all of those things are so, it is also true that the man who is so well known is also so little known, for he was, too, a complex man, and Americans want simplicity, not complexity. He, as with all living, thinking beings, changed, developed, and deepened as life taught him lessons that schools could not. As ever, his Riverside speech is little known. But because of what he said at that church in New York City, his fair-weather friends, political allies, and doting media deserted him, denounced him, and left him open to the lonely death that stalked him. In the words of scholar, activist, historian, and theologian Dr. Vincent Harding, King was the inconvenient hero, for he was on a radical trajectory that inspired his Riverside speech, where he denounced militarism, corporate greed, political betrayal, and yes, capitalism. For this, he made few friends and grew numerous enemies. He, at Riverside, called war an enemy of the poor and a cruel manipulation of the poor. He, at Riverside, called for a revolution of values which would look across the seas and see individual capitalists of the West investing huge sums of money in Asia, Africa, and South America, only to take the profits out with no concern for the social betterment of the countries and say, this is not just. Or else, he warned, people would be demonstrating against foreign wars for generations. How right he was. That's not the King we see on TV, nor the one we hear on radio. That's not the man portrayed in movies. That, in Harding's words, would be inconvenient. But that was the man that was. From Imprisoned Nation, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal. These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.